This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is a fair question to ask, I would say, because in game two of the series, Mitch Keller was pitching. Mitch Keller got taken out after 84 pitches, didn't pitch into the seventh inning. And there was a question asked, and there were questions asked by fans, why take him out so early? This is your guy. And Derek Shelton was asked in his press conference about that as well, so the media addressed it. As a matter of fact, our own Ron Cook from the Cook and Joe Show was the first to ask about this. So go ahead and listen to Derek Shelton's answer. If you didn't hear it over the weekend, here's why Shelton explained, or here's Shelton explaining why he decided to take Mitch Keller out after throwing 84 pitches in Game 2 on Saturday.
What went into your decision to take out
the fact that in the sixth inning there, he kind of lost his delivery a little bit, and we saw the pitches started to not have the same action. And I think one of the things that, as well as he's pitched over the last two starts and even today, he hadn't been in the stretch. And once he got to the stretch there, he kind of lost where his arm slot was and the number of pitches he threw in that inning. And that was the biggest thing, is just seeing his stuff tick down. It was more that he lost his delivery, and that once he got into the stretch, he didn't look like the same guy. I mean, he gave up the solo homer and didn't walk a guy, so he had not been in the stretch. And then once he gave up the base hit, he didn't look like he had the same stuff. And with having a full bullpen and having Bob and Holdy and Betty available, we made the decision to make that move.
Robert Stevenson is Bob, by the way. I always get thrown through by that. But when he says Bob, he's referring to Robert Stevenson. But in any case, Mitch Keller had not frequently thrown from the stretch in that game. And once he started throwing from the stretch, his pitch effectiveness got lost. And so they took him out because he hadn't pitched from the stretch. And when he was pitching from the stretch, he wasn't as effective. There are a couple ways I want to go with those comments. The big one is, this is your guy. This is the pitcher that has had the two wins in the month of May. So why take him out? Give him an opportunity, whether he was effective or not. He seems to have some magic that allows the Pirates to win games when he pitches. And the bullpen has been shaky as of recent. There's another way I take this as well, but before I give that second side of this, we got Dave from Delmont on the line. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, does the coach know that when you start an inning that there's nobody on base, you don't start in the stretch?
And that's a great point.
Secondly, this is that what it's called, OPS? That's got to be the most overrated stat in baseball, because it only takes account of what the good things you've done. What's Sawinski? He's .234 batting average, and he has an 800 OPS. That OPS is overrated. Not that he's not doing good, but thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dave. OPS, on base percentage plus slugging percentage. So it's how often you get on base combined with your extra base hit percentage. Pretty much. I mean, I think there's a little more that goes into slugging percentage, but for the most part, your slugging percentage is how often you get extra base hits. So you're combining walks and singles with power numbers, power percentages to get you an on-base plus slugging percentage, the OPS. I don't think OPS is overrated. I think it's a good indication of where players are as they get on base and when they hit for power just individually. Your batting average tells you how often you're getting hits in at-bats, and walks hit by pitches, they don't count for at-bats. So I don't think an average also fully tells the story. I don't think there's any stat in Major League Baseball other than the totals you can get, like home runs, doubles, triples, runs batted in. But in terms of, you know, batting average is telling you how often a player gets a hit over how many at-bats he has, or an on-base percentage that tells you how often accumulating all types of ways to get on base, getting hit by a pitch, walking, getting a hit, tells you how often a batter can reach base with every plate appearance. I think that's important. And when you have a statistic that combines power numbers with on-base numbers, you get an important stat. You get a stat that can indicate a player's ability to, I mean, very simply, get on base and how often they can hit for power. So not totally overrated. And averages, again, don't always tell the full story. That's why I think it's good that we have several averages, percentages to look at to assess a player's effectiveness on a team.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But anyway, for Shelton, yeah, I mean, Keller didn't start the inning out in the stretch, but then he gave up a hit, and Shelton said that he didn't want Keller to pitch from the stretch, or when he started pitching from the stretch, he didn't look as good. So again, the one way I take this is, well, this is your best pitcher. This is the guy that's gotten you through. You know, gotten you through the month of May, because his pitching efforts got the Pirates 2 wins in the month of May. So maybe he has some sort of magic, some fire, something in him that can push past and forge ahead. So I understand from that perspective why fans would be a little upset with that. And I get it. One other thing that I just want to mention, though, one other point that I want to mention about that, and again, I don't necessarily agree with Shelton in that case, and you know, he's in front of a bunch of people trying to answer to the media, give a well communicated reason why he took Keller out, but I think he even knows that it's a bit controversial in a sense, and it was going to be controversial, but he has his reasons, no matter how genuine you believe they are. But there's also something to be said about putting players in high leverage situations now to kind of see if the bullpen can come in and lock down a win. And we obviously saw in Saturday's game that the bullpen could not come in and batten down the hatches, so to speak. The Pirates gave up the lead and eventually lost. So I think it's a good indication to see what the bullpen can do, and I think that it's important for the Pirates to experiment and just not have to rely on Mitch Keller. If they're going to be a team worth making the playoffs and making it past a wild card round, or making it past a division series, even if we're looking that far ahead, the team's going to need to be well-rounded everywhere. It can't just be a Mitch Keller show. Very rarely do we see one pitcher carry an entire team through a World Series run or a playoff run worth any meaning. So maybe he really wasn't effective. And maybe Derek Shelton placed trust in his bullpen. And I'm totally fine with a manager putting faith in the bullpen. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? Keller doesn't look as effective, and he's carried us through 2 wins. I want to see now if the bullpen can carry us the rest of the way. And that might frustrate you because it seemed like the Pirates could have swept that series. If one or two pitches get made better, or maybe if Mitch Keller pitches one more inning, maybe, or if the team doesn't make 3 errors and throw 5 wild pitches in Sunday's game, right? It feels like they could have won it, so hearing that is frustrating. But just think of it from that perspective as well. That maybe Derek Shelton is trying not to rely so much on Mitch Keller and experiment to create a well-rounded baseball team. Because Mitch Keller can't be the only answer. It's good that we have an answer in him. It's good that we could regard him as an ace. But he should never be the only answer. And a manager should trust his bullpen. And a manager and the general manager, Ben Cherington, and the organization is going to find out through using these relief pitchers and seeing how often they protect leads or relinquish them. Through this process, they'll find out which of their pitchers are deserving of consistent spots to come in high-leverage situations and which ones should be reserved more for long relief or mop-up duty or not much playing time at all. So it's frustrating. I don't personally agree with Shelton and his explanation all the way, but I can understand why he might have done it in multiple different facets of the game, whether Mitch Keller wasn't being effective or whether Shelton and the Pirates wanted to put faith a little more in the bullpen just to give them a test to see if they can protect the lead. So I see it both ways.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.